This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon. My name is Erin Brown, and here is today's news. China is threatening action against a U.S. missile system, which is being deployed in South Korea. The U.S. says its missile system is only defensive and is not meant to be a threat to Beijing or Moscow. Meanwhile, four banned ballistic missiles were launched by North Korea, supposedly in training for an attack on a U.S. base in Japan yesterday. Former CIA Director James Woolsey commented on the extent of the threat.
The U.S. has substantial forces in South Korea. I think the danger, first and foremost, is there. They cannot reach the United States yet with a ballistic missile that has a target on the surface of the Earth.
An avalanche in the French Alps has prompted rescue teams to search for people, yet say no one's been hurt. Police in Tien near the Italian border initially thought skiers had been buried under the snow. Last month, four people were killed in an avalanche in the same area.
The thing that's so horrific about this one is it's happened on piste, and that means it was an area where skiers are supposed to be protected. An avalanche happened here about 2 weeks ago off piste, but on piste there were lots and lots of people.
An Iraqi military commander says U.S.-backed forces have captured a government complex in western Mosul from the Islamic State. The advance comes more than 2 weeks since the new push started to clear that area of the city of militants. Iraqi forces declared eastern Mosul fully liberated in January after officially launching the operation to retake the city in October. Theresa May's government is facing a second Brexit defeat in the House of Lords today. Peers are expected to back an amendment to give Parliament a meaningful vote on the outcome of negotiations. The government says it doesn't want that, as it may result in the UK continuing to be tied up with EU negotiations in some way, rather than the complete severance May desires.
This bill will enable us to start the process of negotiations for us to leave the European Union. It's very clear, it's a very short bill. We need to ensure that we get this bill through so we can do what the British people have asked us to.
A coroner has ruled that pop superstar George Michael died of natural causes. After the first post-mortem examination proved inconclusive, the follow-up examination concluded that he died of heart disease. The former Wham star, 53, was found dead at his home in Oxfordshire on Christmas Day. Republicans in the House of Representatives have unveiled a long-awaited plan to replace Obamacare. Otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare helped 20 million Americans without health insurance get the health care they needed. The law had been criticized by both Democrats and Republicans for increasing insurance costs. House Speaker Paul Ryan claims that the new Health Care Act will aim to drive down costs, encourage competition, and provide quality, affordable health insurance. John Swinney is due to make a statement on the Scottish Government's named person scheme today. The Deputy First Minister will address MSPs over a legal change to information sharing proposals within the Act. Judges at the UK's highest court ruled against the scheme in July of 2016 due to concerns over information sharing and privacy. Justice of the Supreme Court, Lord Hodge, expressed his concerns.
There is a risk that parents will be given the impression that they must accept the advice and services offered, and their failure to cooperate would be taken as evidence of risk of harm.
The scheme would appoint a named person, usually a teacher or health visitor, to safeguard the well-being of children. And for sports, Leicester City are sent to cover caretaker manager Craig Shakespeare the role on a permanent basis until the end of the season. This comes after 2-3-1 wins against Liverpool and Hull at the King Power Stadium, their first Premier League goals of 2017. Shakespeare had previously been the assistant manager to Claudio Ranieri until he was sacked following their defeat against Sevilla in the Champions League. Leicester sit 15th in the table with 27 points, 5 above the relegation zone with 11 games to go. And for the weather today, it's 8 degrees with chances of rain later tonight. That's all from us here at Radio Energy. You can keep up to date at en4news.com and on Twitter at en4news2017.
Hear it. Feel it. Listen again at www.radioenrg.net.